horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow!
The Golf Brothers own the Palace Cafe and Gambling Hall. They've dominated the community, bending the law and distorting justice to suit their purpose. Sheriff Gilson knew that many a cattleman, homeward bound from a trail drive with his pockets full of cash, had been fleeced by Chet Galt and his younger brother Pete. But the lawman was helpless against the Galt organization. Pete Galt and a couple of his friends had a grizzled old cattleman at a game of poker when Sheriff Gilson entered the palace.
I reckon it's my deal.
Hold the cards, Tennessee. The sheriff's coming over to the table.
I won't interrupt the game for long, Pete.
Glad to see you, Sheriff. I meant to look you up. I've been curious about the Injun family that settled near town.
Well, I didn't come to talk about them.
What's that Indian's name, Sheriff?
Well, he took the name of Bill Burns. His Indian name's Red Arrow.
Bill Burns, huh?
He took the name of the missioner that converted him.
I hear he has a wife and youngster. Is it true that he plans to have his son go to the school here and then to a big school in the East?
Now, I ain't here to talk about the Indian.
Burns must have considerable cash saved up. They tell me he got it from fur trading.
I don't know nothing about him. I want to...
Well, there, Bill Burns should get around more. He should drop in here.
Now, listen, Pete Galt. You leave Red Arrow alone. It's bad enough to fleece men that know poker, like this old goat here.
Tennessee, are you going to sit still for that?
Y'all meaning me, Mr. Sheriff?
Yes, you. Why don't you get out while you've still got two bits left?
You're barking up the wrong tree, Mr. Sheriff. Pete ain't taking my cash. I'm taking his'n.
Well, you ain't out of here yet. Pete, I wanted to ask you about that cowman that came here last week.
You're interrupting our game, Sheriff. My brother Chet's over there. He's motioning for you. You better talk to him.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah, let's get on with the game. I want action.
Well, I'll see you later, Pete.
Deal the cards, Tennessee. You'll get action.
Everything will get going on for a while.
You want to see me, Chet?
Yes, Sheriff. I've told you not to interrupt Pete when he's playing poker.
Now, Chet, listen to me. That cowman you robbed last week...
He lost his money in an honest poker game.
Honest? Honest, my eyes.
Sheriff, you remember the time you dragged us into court trying to prove we were dishonest?
Now, Chet, I know there's no chance to prove anything against you. You've got too many witnesses ready to lie for yourself.
I overlooked your charges, Sheriff. Now, if you don't mind...
Will you listen to me? That common you robbed last week is reported to the United States Marshal.
Oh. What of it?
Well, the Marshal will be watching things around here.
Let him.
Well, he might move in. The Texas Rangers.
Not unless you send for them. You know what would happen to your wife and family if you made trouble for me.
Yes, I know.
If you start something, Gilson, and you don't finish
you
it...
You needn't tell me. I know.
Hey, been an accident. Water spilled hot coffee on Tennessee.
Yeah, that's happened before.
Sheriff, that's something you shouldn't see. That'll keep you quiet, Sheriff. Now I'll go over to that table.
I'll fix my friend. Give me that.
There now, Tennessee. I'll file that
waiter. Oh, I'm all right, Pete. Now let's get on with the game. I got me a pat hand. Now, you was calling me, and I...
What's the matter?
Hey, someone switched cards on me.
What's that?
These ain't the cards I held.
What's the trouble at this table?
Who are you?
This is my brother, Chet. Now, what were you saying, Tennessee?
I dropped my cards when that hot coffee was spilled on me. I dropped a hand of 4 aces. Now I got nothing but a pair of tens.
Are you charging that I switched cards on you?
The proof is there on the table. Would I bet all I got on a pair of tens? Of course I wouldn't.
You bet that cash on the hands you're holding right now.
I did not.
A pair of tens. I'm holding a pair of kids.
That ain't fair and I won't stand for it. Come here. Give me that cash. Let me go. Take your hands off of me now.
Throw him out, boy.
Boy. Here's a troublemaker. Help with him. Throw him out.
While Tennessee struggled with the men who seized and held him, the Lone Ranger and Dan Reed reined up in the darkness in front of the Palace Cafe.
Oh, Silver. Oh,
boy.
Oh,
Victor. Oh, boy.
Here's the place, Dan.
I wonder if it's as bad
as... Wait a minute. Something going on.
They're throwing that man out.
Come on, Silver. Bring it up, big fella. Go on, all of you. Get back inside.
I'll fix you, you meddling...
Oh! Anyone else wants gunplay? Hold it, Silver. Easy. Get back where you came from, or I'll notch a few heels. Get inside and close the door. Move faster.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah, you wait. They'll get you for that, mister.
Dan, you watch the windows. Let me know if anyone shows a gun.
I will.
Steady, big fella. I'll see how badly this man's hurt.
I'm all right, stranger. They landed a few fists on my face, that's all.
Can you ride?
I reckon so. My horse is at the rail.
Good.
Sure, thank you, stranger. It'd have damaged me considerable if you hadn't interfered. Hey, is that a mask on your face?
Oh, never mind about me.
But
it's your face that needs attention. We'll take you to our camp and patch you up. And you can tell me what happened. Just a minute, Tennessee. Put a little more wood on the campfire, Dan.
Right.
Go on with your story, Tennessee.
Well, that's about all there is. I bet the limit on my 4 aces. I bet every dime I had. Then a waiter spilled hot coffee on me and I dropped my cards.
When you picked them up, your aces were gone.
Yes, sir. Instead of 4 aces, I had nothing but a pair of tens. Those golf boys are crooks.
Yeah, they've used that trick before. You see, they trap men like you who are on the way home after selling cattle.
Well, ain't there no law around here?
The sheriff's tried to make a case against the Gulfs and failed.
Then why don't the sheriff send the Texas Rangers or the U.S. Marshal?
Takes evidence to put men in jail.
But these crooks...
Can you prove that your cards were switched?
Well, no, I reckon I couldn't.
On the other hand, Pete Gulch would produce half a dozen men who'd swear your cards never left your hand.
Oh, I reckon I should take my loss and figure myself lucky to be alive.
That sounds like Tonto's horse coming this way.
It is, Dan.
There ain't but one way to get them Gulch boys. Someone's got to get them with 6 guns.
Well, I hope there's a better way to get them.
Is there?
I don't know. We're looking for one.
Hold some. Hope on a hole. Hope on a hole.
Hello, Tonto.
How, Dan?
I'll take care of Scott.
That's good, Dan. A good place. Oh, you got a friend in camp, huh?
Yes, Tonto. Tennessee was robbed in the Gulf Palace.
Oh, like we hear other fella get robbed?
That's right.
Come on, Scott.
Did you see Red Arrow?
Me see him. Red Arrow and wife, plenty happy.
Who?
Red Arrow and his wife are friends of Tonto. They're settled near town.
Has he took the name of Bill Burns?
Yes. You know him?
No, but Pete Galt was asking questions about him. I hid him.
Galt was?
Yeah. Pete knows that Red Arrow's got a tidy sum of cash put by, and he's aiming to try to get it.
Oh, me fix Pete Galt.
The Galt brothers plan to break into Red Arrow's home.
Oh, they ain't aiming to do that. They're going to try to get Red Arrow to gamble in the palace.
Oh, I see.
Now, if Red Arrow's a friend of yours, you better get him to move to new diggings. Them Galt boys will find some way to steal his cash.
I don't think they've ever seen Red Arrow.
That's right.
I wonder if we...
You got ID?
The United States Marshal isn't far from here.
But he can't do nothing without evidence again, Galt.
The Marshal could see how Galt's men swear the false testimony.
What you do?
Tonto, we're going to move. Dan.
Yes, sir?
Don't unsaddle Tonto's horse. We're going to ride.
Red Arrow and his wife were pleased and proud. Tonto's admiration for their new home had left them glowing with happiness.
Tonto say same thing missioner say. Our baby can be great man.
This life is good, Red Arrow.
Natoma, no longer am I Red Arrow. New name is Bill.
It is good name, Bill.
Horse stop.
It late for stranger to call.
I see who comes. Who is here?
Tonto is back.
Yes. Tonto, come in.
Tonto, is something wrong?
Red Arrow, you move fast. Put blanket round baby. You, baby, and Natoma all ride tonight.
Ride, Tonto? You mean we leave house?
That right.
No, Tonto, we not leave here. This home, Red Arrow never leave here.
You've got to come with us, Red Arrow.
Who this? Who come with mask on face?
This Tonto's friend. Him Red Arrow's friend, too. You come quick.
If you don't come with us, Red Arrow, you may be robbed.
Thief, come here. Red Arrow, fight.
You won't have a chance to fight these thieves. Red Arrow, you have horses in a wagon. You've got to leave here right away.
You not willing. We make you go.
Oh, gun.
Tonto, you always good friend. You put gun away. Red Arrow trust you. We go.
Red Arrow's team was hitched to a wagon. Tonto's friends climbed aboard, and Tennessee took up the reins. Dan Reed mounted his horse.
You know what you're to do, don't you, Dan?
Yes, sir. I won't forget the orders.
I'll remember them, even if he don't.
I won't forget them, Tennessee.
All right, on your way.
Yeah. Come on, Vic.
Lone Ranger saw the horses and wagon disappear into the night. Then he hurried into Red Arrow's house where Tonto had remained.
Did you find everything we need, Tonto?
Me find it.
Good, I'll blow out this lamp.
Can we go now?
Yes, come on, I'll close the door.
We take plenty big risk tonight.
Galt brothers know that Red Arrow has a lot of money.
That's right.
Unless we do something about those crooks tonight, they'll get it.
Steady scouts.
The risk we take is justified. All right,
steady big fella. Come on, Silver, and watch out.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. Midnight found things running smoothly in the palace. The excitement of Tennessee's eviction and the sudden appearance of the stranger who'd scattered the evictors had died down. Pete and Chet Goff sat at the corner table. Pete toyed with a deck of cards.
Well, you're mighty handy with a deck of cards, Pete.
Chet, I've been thinking.
Yeah? What about?
Red Arrow. I wonder how we can interest that engine in a little game of poker.
I'll find a way.
Wait, Baldy's coming here.
Yeah.
What is it, Baldy?
Hey, Pete, look over there, next to the door.
Huh? Ah, an in there.
Okay. Hey, who is he?
He's looking for some of what he calls the white man's funds.
Yeah?
Me and cards. He wouldn't give his engine name. He said we should call him Bill.
Oh. Pete, how do you like that? Bill Burns.
Red Arrow.
So, he's come here at last, huh?
Good. Should I signal him to come over?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, Baldy. Signal him to come over.
Right away.
We'll give him his first lesson in poker. Maybe his last.
Maybe you can take the Indian without any tricks.
I will if I can. But I'll take him no matter what I have to do.
Me play card game here?
Here you are, Bill. This is Pete Gaul.
Howdy, Bill.
How?
Did you ever play poker?
Me no poker.
You'd sooner play poker than one of the other games?
That right.
I hope you brought some cash with you.
Oh, me got plenty cash.
Sir, you sit right down.
No, me not play here.
What?
Me play a table near window. Me want to see moon.
The moon? All right. If the moon will help your game, you can have it.
Me want big game. Plenty money.
You'll get just the biggest game as you want.
Baldy, tell the boys to stand by. Things may happen.
Sure, Gord.
The two-handed game progressed steadily. Pete was surprised to find that Tonto, whom he thought to be Red Arrow, knew something about poker. Finding that straight dealing wouldn't win a substantial sum, finally gave the Indian a hand that brought action.
Me raise games.
Well, kind of looks like the moon outside that window's brought you some good cards, huh?
You cover bet?
I'll go you 1,000 better.
Oh, me tired. Me finish game fast. Me bet everything. Now you cover that or you quit.
Chet, I ain't got enough cash here.
Maybe game too big, huh?
Oh, no.
No, wait a minute. Just hold your cards. I'll have more cash brought from the safe. You come with me, Baldy.
Sure thing, boss.
Get the hot coffee ready. This is it.
While Tonto and Pete held their cards, the Lone Ranger waited in the darkness, watching the big room through a window. He knew that his life might depend on the accuracy of his judgment in the next few minutes. He studied the situation carefully, calculating the position of every employee. He saw Baldy standing near the table with several cups of steaming coffee on a tray. He saw Chet Gaul approach with additional cash. Inside the cafe, the high stakes had attracted considerable attention.
Here's the cash, Pete. If that's not enough to cover the bet, I'll find some more.
Oh, this should be enough, huh, Bill?
You count them out. We see.
Now, look here, Red Arrow.
Me not Red Arrow.
All right, then, Bill. Now, look. You sure you want to bet all that money?
Me sure.
Well, you know what you're doing. You won't have a comeback if you lose.
Maybe me not lose.
There. I've covered your bet.
That's good.
Tension gripped the crowd that surrounded the table next to the window. No one noticed that Baldy, with the tray of hot coffee, drew near.
I've called you. What have you got?
The window.
All right, stand where you are. That's a better place to spill the coffee.
He's masked.
Put on your cards.
Here, cards, and me take cash.
Now, hold on. Hey, wait, boy, stop him.
Hey, back where you stop, lad.
He's taking all the cash.
He played the hand you dealt.
Come back here, Red Arrow.
Come back
here. Save your breath. Me got cash. Me go now.
So that's why you wanted a table near the window.
We'll get you for this.
We'll get you, Red Arrow.
Bullets are ready for anyone who chases us.
Get up! Stop him! Bring him back! Let him run!
Come on! Come on!
Riding hard, the Lone Ranger and Tonto raced out of town and swept across the open country to the little ranch where Red Arrow had made his home. They reined up at the barn and dismounted. Led their horses through the open door.
Listen, Lou, Tonto. I don't think we've been followed.
Me put ear to ground. Me find out.
Steady there, Silver. Hear anything, Tonto?
No. Let me not hear him yet.
Keep listening for a few more minutes. The Galt brothers will send their gang right away if they send it at all.
You think men not come after us, huh?
Well, the Galt brothers like to have the protection of the law.
How that, Kemosabe?
They wait to consider things. They'll come after us with the law on their side. Yeah, that's what I'm counting on.
Law not on their side right now, huh?
There might be a question about it. You did hold a winning hand.
Huh?
Have the law wholly on their side, the Galts will have to get their witnesses lined up. Yeah, in that case, they won't come here until morning.
And that what you want?
That's what I'm counting on. Red Arrow will be back in the morning, and he'll be here to meet them.
Following morning brought a body of horsemen to Red Arrow's home. The sheriff was flanked by Chet P. Galt. Several employees of the palace rode behind. They dismounted in front of the Indian's house.
Boys, remember what you said. I am to handle this arrest.
Well, go on inside and handle it, Sheriff.
Yeah, get our money back and throw that engine in jail.
Well, you know what the judge says when he issued the warrant. We got to make sure of things. It'd be bad to throw the engine in jail without plenty of proof.
That's why we've got witnesses. Now go on inside.
Hold it! Masked man! That's one of them, Sheriff! Put down them guns!
Take it easy. You're all covered. What do you want here?
You're under arrest. You and Red Arrow.
Oh? What are the charges, Sheriff?
You and Red Arrow robbed the Galt brothers.
Yes?
Yes. Now put down the shooting irons and surrender.
Just a minute. You can't arrest anyone without evidence.
We've got witnesses.
Then the witnesses know what happened. My friend played poker with Pete Galt. He had a winning hand when the stakes were very high. I simply helped him get away with what he won.
That's your story.
Isn't that what your witnesses say?
No.
No, you smashed the window and your pal Red Arrow made off with all the cash inside.
That's how it happened.
I see.
Now lower those guns and surrender.
Sheriff, I don't know whether you're on the level or not.
Well, all I know is what the witnesses tell me.
Sheriff, were you in the palace at the time of the incident?
No, I wasn't there.
Then you didn't see it happen?
No.
But you're ready to arrest me on the strength of what those men say?
Well, I've got sworn statements from all of them.
And they all say that Red Arrow was with me?
Yes.
Man, we're wasting time. Rush that masked man and take his gun.
Yeah, rush it.
All right. I'm going to make the first move. No one?
Now look, if you listen.
Let's see if these men can identify Red Arrow. Red Arrow, come out here.
Me come.
Well, here's Red Arrow. See the man who robbed you?
Just a minute. Sheriff, you know Red Arrow. Is that the critter?
Sure, that's Red Arrow, all right. Well, what about it? Is there any doubt about his being the one that was in your place?
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. We'll make sure. I want to talk to Pete. Pete, come on over here with me.
You'd better make very sure.
Pete, that's a different Indian.
But that's Red Arrow. The sheriff said so.
Red Arrow has plenty of cash in his house. And even if he isn't the one, we can get cash from him.
Make up your mind. Our men are waiting to find out how to testify.
Chet, we swore out the warrant for Red Arrow.
Yeah.
We've got to make it stick. Identify him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the man we're after.
That's right. How about it, boys?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not true. Me not in palace last night.
Yeah, listen to him try to lie out of it.
Galt, if there's any room for doubt...
There is no room for doubt. Make the arrest, Sheriff. Search the house and find the cash that was stolen from us.
Are all of you men ready to swear that Red Arrow was in the palace last night? And that he stole money from you? How about you, Sheriff?
Oh, look. Maybe there's a mistake, Chet.
No, there's no mistake. Search his house and find her money.
Make the masked man surrender.
Yes, do your duty, Sheriff. Make the arrest.
Hold it. Every one of you is wrong. Red Arrow wasn't even in this vicinity last night. You've proven that you're ready to swear falsely.
That's what you have.
Here's the United States Marshal.
I've got men enough to back my play.
Been inside Red Arrow's house.
No, wait. I've heard enough from you, Chester Gault. The man you swore was in your place last night happens to have been with me and my men at the time of your robbery.
Gault, you fool.
I'll show you the man that was in the palace. Come out of there, Tonto. Come out of the house.
Me come.
There you are.
No, wait, sir. We made a mistake.
Couldn't make a mistake, Gault. The two don't look anything alike. No. And every one of you willfully backed Gault in false identification.
But our cash was
your cash was won from you. If Pete dealt a winning hand to the Indian, that's his bad luck.
You can't get away with all our cash.
I reckon most of it will go back to the gents you stole it from. Now go on back to your palace and run it as it should be run. If there's the least hint of trouble there, the law will move in and take the place apart.
Marshal, Sheriff,
from now on, we'll take your word for what goes on. We won't believe Gault's side no matter how many lying witnesses he has.
That's all I need.
You see that the palace stays honest.
You better will. You hear that, Gault? My word will carry weight no matter how many witnesses you got to lie for you. By thunder, from now on, you play straight, and I'll be watching you.
I reckon that masked man mounting up over yonder will be watching, too.
I'm Silver!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.